Pope funeral, world leaders, faithful pack Vatican as Francis laid to rest. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 26, 2025. A funeral mass is being given in Rome for Pope Francis, with hundreds of thousands of mourners gathering with church leaders and senior global political figures. Dozens of world leaders filed into St. Peter's Square on Saturday morning for the solemn Requiem Mass for Pope Francis, who died on Monday morning after an illness. President Donald Trump and the First Lady Melania were among the last to be shown to their seats before St. Peter's Basilica, having first been given a moment alone with the casket under the dome. Watch live video coverage here. The royal family, which represents not just the United Kingdom but 15 Commonwealth realms who have King Charles III including Canada, Australia, Papua New Guinea, and New Zealand, was embodied by William, the Prince of Wales. There on behalf of the King, like other leaders, the prince was conducted to the casket and bowed his head in respect. The United Kingdom itself was represented by Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, who arrived early and spent time talking to other political leaders on the steps of the church. From Francis's native Argentina was President Javier Milei, who had something of a rocky relationship with the former pontiff but who on his passion hailed his indefatigable struggle to protect life from conception. Many European states were represented, including by Spain's king, the president of France Emmanuel Macron, and German President Steinmeier. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky also flew to Rome for the funeral, and as reported by a BBC journalist, a smattering of applause broke out in the public crowd as he emerged onto the square. As the ceremony began a little after 10 o'clock, 0400 ET, Saturday morning, the Pope's wooden zinc casket, now sealed after days of an open-face viewing for the public who crowded St. Peter's this week, was carried out onto the steps. Psalm verses were recited and sung before the crowd of hundreds of cardinals and bishops and a wider crowd estimated at several hundred thousand people. After the Mass, the coffin will be taken to the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major, where it will be interred. The story is developing, more follows.